You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hour number two of the Sports Hangover. Gus Kattengill, John Forcade with you. It is 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. That is the address for Vinny's. We're here each and every Thursday. Got some SEC tournament action. John over to our right in one of the many TVs. It is Thursday, which means the steak special is going on. Steak night. 8 ounce sirloin. You got the 2 pound baked potato side salad for $12. Happy hour each and every day, 3 to 7 p.m. Don't forget late night as well. You have double the happy hour. And that's Sunday through Tuesday from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., John. So you can double the happy hour. You know, and remember, we've talked about this because I think you were here one of the first times we came to Vinny's. They definitely want the industry folks, the folks that are working at other restaurants or something like that, to know that, you know, you get hungry. My wife used to be in the service industry. They get done 12, 1, 2 in the morning. They might be hungry, want to have a beverage, relax, catch up, watch some SportsCenter. Here, kitchens open to 4 a.m. each and every day. And this place closes at 5 and opens up the next
but you, you know what they say, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. in the morning.
That's right, Jordan, in bed by 10:30.
Yes. Yes, especially you.
That's
got
right. He is, right? He looks like.
I'm sure your mom and dad didn't have to pay people to get you into Southeastern, did they?
No. Oh. Okay. How big is that, by the way?
How about that scandal?
Did you see now this morning there are students that are now suing that didn't get in because of
right.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? I didn't get into USC, I think. I'm sure it was. I don't have any proof, but I didn't get into USC.
You know what I should do right now?
I didn't apply, though.
If it's true, if everything – if there's a guilty plea to it, whatever scenario, you go right over there to the two girls that went into USC on a rowing. You're out of our school.
Yeah.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Kicked out. Sorry. Go make your modeling career.
There's a lot of people that feel Lynn Swann, the AD for USC, should be should be fired.
I think he hit his hand, his palm greased. He might have had his palm greased a little bit.
You don't get new Range Rovers for nothing. Just saying. You have it. Jordan the intern came through.
I didn't have a Range Rover. I had a Z.
Did you save it under today's date? Okay, thank you. What did you thought there for a second. You might have. I asked Jordan to look this up because, again, we have a bunch of sound bites, but I didn't want to make sure that it was under today's. All right, here it is. Yes, Ryan Smith, ESPN legal analyst. Now, 800-998-1003. I want to hear from LSU fans. We're going to talk about Breeze's restructuring of the contract, the latest on Teddy Bridgewater. We got 2 hours, but I just want to, in this opening segment, kind of touch on, because it is kind of big news. LSU will play tomorrow in the SEC tournament. They will face the winner of Florida or Arkansas. And that game is playing now. It is just starting the second half, knotted up at 30. So we're watching that live here at Vinny's. Okay, so Will Wade this morning, John, comes up with a statement, and he wrote it in the notes section of his iPhone. And this is what he said. This morning, I advise President Alexander, Athletic Director Joe Oliva, and the LSU Board of Supervisors that I would like to resume my duties as head basketball coach. Last week, when the university decided to place me on administrative leave, I accepted the decision without complaint, as I knew that they wanted time to reflect on the flurry of media reports. With the benefit of a week to consider the circumstances, I believe university officials should allow me to resume my duties. I understand that in today's hypersensitive, intense media environment, it is extremely difficult for any organization, particularly a public university, to stand firm in the face of rumors, leaks, and innuendo. In this case, the simple truth is I have been placed on leave because I exercised my right to not to submit to a joint LSU/NCAA interview on the exact same subject matter at issue in an impending federal criminal trial in New York. My legal counsel advised the university that it would be wholly inappropriate for me or anyone to meet with them at that time. because of the criminal trial in New York. Under those circumstances, declining to be interviewed was a difficult decision for me, as I would like to cooperate fully with all parties, particularly LSU. To be clear, however, all I've done is follow the prudent advice of counsel to exercise my constitutional right to due process. Given these facts, I don't believe it is appropriate for me to be relieved of my duties. We have a great basketball program made up of excellent student athletes and quality coaches, the players who've given their all for this institution, the students and alumni who are devoted to LSU, and fans all across Louisiana and beyond deserve to see this team fulfill its destiny. I love LSU, everything it stands for. What I'm asking for is the right to do my job while exercising my constitutional rights. I don't think that is too much to ask. LSU then responded with the following from their legal attorney. In everything that's been said by Will and his folks in the past week, not once have they denied any wrongdoing. This is Tom Skinner, the school's general counsel. As a university and employer, we need to hear our employees say, I didn't do anything wrong, or explain the circumstances, or admit he did do something wrong. We've been unable to get to that point. We have no choice in terms of institutional control to not suspend someone. There's a lot that's being said there, John.
There is.
So we can start with Will. Well, a lot of people are bouncing back and forth about the constitutional right. You have a constitutional right in a case, criminal case. But do you have a constitutional right to plead the fifth to your employer?
What I'm getting ready to say is what he's doing is he's not, this is not him. Somebody else wrote this up saying that, you know, it's all going through his attorneys. They're trying to cover him. That's what you pay them for. You know, he's probably doesn't have the mind or the knowledge of what to do from an attorney standpoint, but that's what he's got to go about. Let them say, this is what you need to say. All right. Well, that's one thing. That's another legal form. But if I am my school, LSU's got his back. We said this off the air. So if LSU's got my back, let me go to him and say, hey, guys, this is what all happened. You know, like I said, get naked in a doggone sauna where nobody's got microphones in here and explain to them. And then come back.
Is that how you conduct your business?
Something. Sometimes you got to do that. And then that's why you get there and you talk to these guys, and then they can help you, maybe guide you, hold your hands for when it comes to the, you know, the subpoena part of it.
John wants to join in a conversation. I want to ask this of LSU fans or supporters. Have you changed at all your stance pro-Wade, against Wade, pro-Leva, against the Leva? Does this morning change at all your thoughts? Because they both have dug in their heels. Yeah. John, what do you have to say, man?
Yes, it does change my outlook now because I think he's lying. I really think that that was crap. Your boss wants you to come sit down and talk to him and let him know what's going on. And you tell him no? Okay, you said a John Fouquet there with you, huh?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, okay, Mr. Fouquet. Jim Morrow tell you to come sit down and talk to him about something. I can see you telling him no.
Man, I can see me down the road, too.
No, I mean, it's true.
No.
Yeah, if Coach Ford...
That's what I said. Come
to
on,
your
bro.
Point,
this is... LSU had to do what they did.
John, to your point, if there's a picture or if there's word at 4K, you know, somebody has the playbook and 4K's name on it, and Moore just wants to know, did you have... Like, look,
right.
Maybe you were at a bar, you were having a few, you had it with you, you were studying, quote-unquote, you left it there. But tell me, let's talk about it, but if you just say, nah, I'm good, I mean, I just...
Come on. At least, even if you take your lawyer in there with you, you know, and the lawyer tell you, well, he can't answer this, he can't answer that, but
that,
go
John,
in there and tell
there
people,
it is.
Look, I didn't
there
do this.
Is.
I didn't do this.
Well, the topic that we discussed this is that if he goes in there and meets with LSU's got his back. LSU, let me tell you, all coaches in college football, baseball, basketball, whatever, has done something in a form of not being legal or whatever it may be.
We call it the gray
but
area,
the school,
John.
Or the gray area. The school is going to back you if they brought you in as a new coach and if something happened. All right, let's talk about it. Let's see how we can get through this and help you.
Bingo.
We're trying to help you,
Bingo.
But you're not helping yourself.
Because John and John, DeJohn's here, right? You want a new PMAC, maybe. You want to kind of redo it. Maybe you want to winning helps. You got a lot of good. I mean, things are going well. Yeah, believe me. Look, I think the very first thing when they walked in, because I think a lot of people have brought up, well, LSU's trying to find cause so they can fire. Look, the first thing they want to do is not fire the guy.
Right.
He's brought them winning. He's got a good team going. He's turned things around. They want to see if they can get through this first, whether it's suspension of college scholarship. I mean, they'll settle for it, right? Maybe they'll, you know. But here's the other part, too, that we're talking about. Thank you, John, for the phone call, 800-998-1003. Because to John's point, the caller, John,
yes,
he said, you got to at least talk, okay?
Yes.
Because it makes you look bad.
What do you say? Silence is guilty.
If you just come in, and even with your attorney, and says, look, because it's in the statement this morning where he says there's a pending, again, he's
right.
being subpoenaed.
Right.
So he doesn't want, and I get this because, you know, what do you hear from investigators? The case is still ongoing. We can't tell you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You always hear this all the time from prosecutors or investigators. We can't give you all the details yet. The case is still ongoing. All he has to say is, look, I'd love to answer certain of those things, but look, you got my back. Look, I did nothing wrong. Or if I did, I would have said it this way. Because if y'all meet, like you said, what was it, naked in the sauna.
I'm grabbing
Javonte and his family. I'm grabbing the peeps at LSU. You know, we're turning the stereo up loud in case it's being tapped or bugged. And you try to come up with the following, right? Okay, yes, I talked to that guy because I'm on tape. There's no way I can get out of I'm on tape. Okay? But what you can say is that's how you have – come out as the sympathetic figure needs reform and change.
Mm-hmm.
How would you like me to do business? Scumbags like this, I have to talk to. Come out and say, that's how it works now. If there's no picture,
mm-hmm.
or if there's no way that's traceable, you know, like a copy of a check,
right.
or a snapshot 35-millimeter long-range lens of me, then there is no proof I gave that money. I can say, all right, fine, Look, I made an offer, but he said no, because that's what you have to do to even get to the family. You could bring in the smarts and go, look, this is what we're going to do. This guy, you didn't even know this guy was asking for money, but that's the go-between, because this happens. This past weekend, I spoke to people to this day, way smaller institutions with basketball programs you're not even thinking about, that on signing day, those handlers call the coaches and go, hey, I need an extra $20K.
They don't sign.
And the players may not even know it. So I would have come out and been like, look, for me to even talk to Javonte, this guy said the family's not talking unless I tell them to. And then you make it seem like this guy was, you know, blackmailing me.
Right.
Blackmailing the smarts. And then the smarts say, I didn't get nothing. And then Will says, you have no proof I did anything, but I had to talk to him this way. And once I sat Javonte down, I said, do you know that somebody's asking for money for you? You know what I'm getting at? Like, at least that's plausible. That's plausible. I'm not believing
it. Yeah, throwing it on a wall, hope it sticks.
Because he's on trial.
Right, right.
Not you.
You got to put some other thought in someone's head to say, well, maybe this did happen. And then people look at it and say, well, look, you know.
I get it. It's going to be hard to deny it. But my point is this. He's on trial April 22nd.
Yeah.
Not you.
Right.
But when you don't say anything and you start going with the, oh, I don't know if I should talk to you or not, you're making it seem like you're on trial. This is the guy that's on trial. People like him, the shoe company guys from Adidas that got popped for the earlier trial
mm-hmm.
a couple weeks ago. They're on trial for money laundering, fraud, embezzlement, blackmail, the works, a long list. Not you.
Well,
you come out because you at least have the status of being the head coach and say, look, this happens all the time. I get phone calls. I'm in mid-practice and people are texting me. Hey, I got a recruit here. All it cost you was 10 grand. Like, you should see the stuff that I have to fizzle through and stuff. I don't know who's serious. I don't know who's not. He comes out and has a press conference like that. Dude.
Yeah. He's got to flip the pancake. He got to get to the other side of it and say, these are things that transpire as coaches and as players or who we talk to. He has to throw something, another curve there, let them go chase something else. Cause right now, all they're doing is chasing him and he's going to get caught.
That's the key here is, you know, cause that's what I'm getting at is for me, you have to remember, you're not the one on trial. You're being subpoenaed, mm-hmm. but you're being subpoenaed because they're using your testimony to convict someone else.
Correct.
They're trying to prove, yes, this is what this guy does. This guy calls coaches. This guy says, if you want this guy, I can make it happen, but I need this amount of money. You're not on trial. This guy is on trial. Will Wade's not been arrested. He's being subpoenaed to use his knowledge to convict someone else.
Right. He's afraid that they got me on tape. I'm going to lose my job. Yeah. I'm getting fired.
No.
Dude, you got to come clean.
Come out and just say, man, you don't know what it's like. You don't know what it's like. And the smarts had no idea, man. This guy is behind their back trying to. He comes out like that. Then all of a sudden, you know what's happening on ESPN at SportsCenter at 5? Your Jay Billis system. Oh, look, it's a seedy underworld. You know, throw some AAU people under the bus.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, throw them on. But you can't do it if you don't meet anybody. I just think Will Wade's handling it terribly.
Look, you can't go in the house, lock yourself in the bathroom, and stay there. You know, you got to get out of the bathroom
exactly.
sooner or later.
Sports Hangover continues next. We're still live over at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive over in Metairie. John Forcade, Gus Cattingale with you. Give us a call, 800-998-1003. You're listening to ESPN New Orleans.
It's a brand new year at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Hurry in for a great deal on Ram at Ram Truck Month. See their impressive lineup of new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram trucker van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Keep your business on the cutting edge with electrical supplies from Bayou Black Electric Supply in Houma. Bayou Black Electric Supplies has marine, oil field, and industrial electrical supplies. They have products ranging from marine, cable, lightning, and lots more, including Eaton Electrical. Many items for any project or repair. Count on superior service and lightning fast delivery. Bayou Black Electric Supply is your local electric connection, a division of Fleet Supply Warehouse, located on Highway 311 in Houma.
Napa Know How. Rogers Parts, your local distributor of high-quality Napa Auto Parts, Marine, and Industrial Supplies, has what you need to keep your vehicle rolling safely down the road. Whether it's repair or maintenance, Napa has the parts to help you make your vacation destination. Getting ready for that big fishing trip, they have quality marine parts to help keep your boat going. So stop by one of Rogers Parts' 5 locations, Lockport, LaRose, Galliano, Morgan City, and Labadeville, and talk with one of their ASE parts specialists. Rogers Parts, they've got the Napa Know How.
Are you looking for a delicious meal and a great spot to watch all the games? Deuce McAllister's Old Saint Kitchen and Tap at 132 Royal Street right off Canal is that and a whole lot more. With outstanding Southern Coastal Cuisine dishes such as shrimp and grits, more than 50 craft beers on tap, 15 TVs, craft cocktails, and breakfast, lunch, and dinner, Old Saint is not your average sports bar. Enjoy the 2-for-1 draft happy hour from 3 to 7 weekdays and make your reservations through Open Table or visit online, oldsaint.com.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Cattingale.
You know, one of the things, too, John Forcade, when all this came out was, you know, what's the proof? Is there any proof? And we've been saying, look, this is FBI wiretaps. You're on there. That's where the transcript came from. They're using that in the trial. So that went past the initial stages of disclosure. What do you have? The defense gets to see what evidence you have. And then they try to pick it apart. I mean, I just remember when the Kraft situation, you know, when the, Orchids of Asia.
Me love you a long time.
When he went to Orchids of Asia, Ryan Smith, ESPN legal analyst, was on Golic and Wingo the next morning, and he said this.
basically denied that he did anything illegal, which is key to me, because he didn't deny necessarily that he was there or anything like that, and the police say they have evidence that he was there. But the bottom line is, if I'm his defense lawyers, there's a couple ways I approach this. First, he's going to plead not guilty. Once that happens, discovery starts, and that's when I get to see everything that the state has on my client. So I'm going to look at that, and I'm going to start saying, okay, what doesn't belong here? Starting with maybe trying to look at that videotape they have and say, hey, that shouldn't even be a part of this case. Because think about it like this. If they can get the videotapes thrown out, if they can get all of that thrown out as evidence that wasn't obtained in the proper way, this case falls apart.
And that's what I'm saying. Yep. You know, that's what I'm saying. The fact the audio tapes are on there, that they're admissible for that case that starts in April. So that's why when people say there's no proof or evidence, no. That's already been approved. They've gone through the process. They're using that. So you're going to hear Will Wade's voice at some point in time in this trial. And again, that's what's interesting to me here is that, you know, look, I don't know. I just can't understand why you're not meeting. Adam on Twitter says, guys, there's nothing for Wade to do. They canceled his private 10 a.m. meeting with King and Oliva. LSU then escalated the meetings to include attorneys, the Board of Supervisors, and now the NCAA. He can't go into an inquisition. They created a stalemate. I think he still can. You bring your attorney to,
right?
Because everyone's there. Everyone wants to know. And again, to John's point, just say, I can't answer that because, you know, I have a trial coming up.
If you notice, and I don't mean to bring this up, when you got these committee meetings and they bring these people in there and the guy's sitting by the table by himself and they ask him questions. And then all of a sudden you ever see him, they look over to the attorney and the guy will step in and say, we can't answer that question. So basically, you know, I'm taking a fifth on this.
Yep.
Look, just to get yourself in front of the LSU people,
right.
Do what it takes and have your attorney say, we can't answer that. Oh, yes, we can. Well, at least you're in front of them.
Here's the thing, though, right? This isn't complicated questions.
Basically, they want to know.
Did you pay Javonte Smart?
Yes.
I'm not even going to ask you if you had the conversation. You're on a wiretap.
Right.
Did it happen? Did at some point in time happen? And I guess that's why I asked Glenn the thing that stands out is, you know, listening to Matt and Jordy Collada and you know, on ESPN and Baton Rouge, I mean, they're saying, look, there's a good chance Javonte Smart gets cleared. I mean, at LSU's, he's been compliant. The family's
well,
come
if he's
in.
Cleared.
If he's cleared,
then Wade's got to be cleared because he didn't give him nothing.
Well, again.
Talking about is one thing, giving is another.
That's what I'm getting at. So that's why I'm asking for, you know, LSU fans to chime in on this. I mean, has it changed, though? Because, like I said, Will this morning's like, I want to coach, man. There's no reason that you suspend me.
Smart's
and the school
spent
says,
that money.
You're in. Just tell me you did nothing wrong. Or, and look, there's commas in that sentence. It says, did you tell us you did nothing wrong, or that you didn't do anything wrong, or that you did do something wrong, or explain why you did what you did. They're giving him leeway.
Yep.
They're trying to work with him. They're giving him the leeway to say, hey, look, I have to talk to people like this. That I have to tell them, fine. I'll pay him to get the meeting into the household. Y'all don't understand how it is. I don't get to sit down in the Smart's living room until this guy gets, you know, something to even give me a cell number. That's how it, I mean, if you go that approach, most people, again, he's not on trial. The other guy is. The other guy is facing federal prison.
The only thing they can get weighed on
use
is
that to your advantage.
Two things here. They can get weighed on, you know, dealing with the NCAA, getting suspended, getting scholarship taken away. The flip side is Wade lies to the FBI. That's jail time.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there going to look at, well, man, I'll take my chances of NCAA slapping my hand, giving me a penalty, and saying, hey, you know, you tried to pay this kid or you did pay this kid or whatever. And like you're saying, they're trying to go after the Dawkins guy. Let them go get him. Okay, so what? You're going to get suspended. You might lose your job at LSU a couple of years later. Guess what? You're coaching somewhere else. But don't go through this not speaking at all, because then LSU has no chance to help you because they don't know what the heck is going on.
Yeah, no, like I said, I'm with
Throw yourself on the fire. That's all you got to do.
100%.
It'll go out. The fire will go out.
As to, look, you just got to help yourself one way, shape, or form. LSU hoops still got to play tomorrow, 37-43. The Gators are leading Arkansas. Around over 10 minutes to play. That game is going on right now. If I'm LSU, I don't want to face Florida again, right? Those games have been overtime battles. I'd love to face the Razorbacks. 12-16 to play. It's 43-37 Gators. And Arkansas is at the free throw line. We'll keep you updated and posted on that. Look, at the end of the day, and again, you're close to Ole Miss, having gone there. We saw with the Hugh Freeze thing and the suspension and all that. But again, you're not going to jail,
right? I think people get scared off because of the FBI, federal government. That's Wade's got to understand something, or his attorney's got to really. It helps you to have LSU on your side. If you're going to go against the federal government and LSU, you're going to lose one of the two. If I'm going to lose anyone, I'm going to lose the LSU deal and, maybe slap me in the hand and say you're punished for a little while, go sit in the corner, come out next year, get rolling. But you're making it worse on yourself by not talking, not even your own people, your bosses.
Well, and like I said, at the end of the day, there's another take that I've seen out there as well. You don't talk, you only suspend, you're not fired just yet, because right. You know how contracts work. You have to show cause. Even Louisville had to find enough to get Patino out of there. You can still at least buy yourself. I saw a national writer say you can at least buy yourself 2 more months of direct deposits, at $200,000 a piece.
Right.
So, if he can buy himself another $400,000 before he gets fired, because, into this morning's statement, he had said, I will talk to them once this ends. Like the case,
okay.
Which could be May or June.
And they can suspend you
right.
Once the case ends.
Well, so they can fire you, right.
Fire
exactly.
You too. Well, I mean, suspend you now from coaching.
Right.
And then fire you after.
He's still getting paid.
Right.
So, again, I think there's a lot of legality going into this. But my thing is this. I just think at the end of the day, nothing would come out of that meeting unless they leaked it.
Yeah, you got a point
so,
there.
You go in, like I said, you suggested the sauna.
Go in the steam room. Go in the steam.
And to the person that tweeted at me, I don't know what kind of inside info he has, but he said, look, they were going to meet privately, and all of a sudden, the attorneys decide to show. Look, I hear you, but LSU's attorneys probably want to hear from the guy's mouth. Because, look, you're sitting right next to me. Jordan's sitting right next to you. He may have a headset or he's cutting a sound bite, and I just tell you something. We did this this exercise in class at Brother Martin when I was like a sophomore in class about how things can get distorted. Like
correct.
We were talking about, I think it was like the Bible, how it goes from like word of mouth and how what actually winds up on paper, what actually happened, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can say just a phrase, John 4K loves to play football. And I'll just say that to you. By the time it gets to like the fourth person at the end of the bar, it could be completely different. John 4K played football. John 4K doesn't like football. He played football, but maybe doesn't like it now. Like, just one or two words could change,
mm-hmm.
and it could just change the context and the meaning on things. So that's why, to the person that tweeted at me, you have to have that answer. I mean, I have to ask the questions. They just have to sit there listening and jotting down because they want to hear it as it's coming from Will Wade's mouth, not hearing, the president or Leva then say, because then he might say, he said he didn't do anything wrong. Well, what specifically did he say he didn't do anything wrong? You get what I'm getting at? The attorneys need to be there to hear what he had to say.
Even though they're LSU, the president and the AD sitting in that room talking to Wade, if you have legal counsel there and something comes back on LSU, the legal counsel says, nope, you're in the right. This is it. This is what we heard. This is the deal. Where if you're not there,
right.
And then they say, well, we're going to go and fire you, and all of a sudden you get sued, you say, well, there's no legal counsel there to help you. And you got an AD and a president might say, well, that's not what happened. Well, guess what? You got your counsel there.
Let me tell you something. To the people that think that Will Wade shouldn't be in a meeting with attorneys or counsels and all that went out the window the second you popped up on an FBI.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, you and I can go have a private meeting. I can turn down the mics here in between breaks and have a chat. That's fine. The second we're in trouble, we can get a lot of other people in trouble or the license of this radio station gone. All of a sudden, that conversation is going to include a lot more important people than us.
Yep.
I mean,
that's
just reality.
Them Harvard and Yale graduates over USC graduates.
Well,
yes,
because at this day and age, again, like you said, but there's things that you can work through this one way, shape, or form.
It is.
Because you have to look at long form. I think people looking at this, well, you're going to ruin this year. And you're not. Who's beating – some of these other, do you think LSU is a national championship contending team? Okay, so they vacate this year, but he can maybe still coach and still get players and things like that. You can look forward to do that. Right now, I have trouble seeing how this guy will ever coach again at LSU.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. The quietness right now on his side makes me believe that he's hiding something. He's scared.
Oh, by the way, in recruiting, if you don't think this is being used against you.
Oh, you ain't kidding.
So,
oh, yeah. That's the first thing he's getting. Oh, by the way. LSU will be on probation. He might even have their coach there.
You won't even be in the NIT. You can't. Yeah, no scholarships.
You'll be playing. Yes. You know, you'll be playing down the road, son.
Poor Jordan. Jordan's just miserable. He's miserable with that. And when we come back, John, we'll focus to the New Orleans Saints.
Yes,
because he's miserable that the moves haven't been made. Well, the Black and Gold this morning made a move to free up some cash to maybe make some of those big moves. Let's talk a little bit about it. Jared Cook, Mario Edwards, and Ziggy Ansah. We'll talk about that, plus the Drew Brees restructuring out of the break. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. It's 18th and Ridgelake. If you want to stop on by, have a little lunch with us. Steak special as well. Marissa working behind here. You notice Jordan's in a better mood since Sarah's not here.
I kind of am in a better mood.
That's a shame.
Well, yeah.
Sarah likes you.
Well, he had a problem.
Sarah's mean to me all the time.
Sarah works here?
Yeah. Sarah wanted to take him on Valentine's Day dinner. He told her no. Sports Hangover continues.
That's
next
not
on
how
the
it went down.
Oh, I got to hear the story.
We're back. The Mary Bird Perkins TGMC Golf Classic is returning to the Bayou region April 8th through the 13th at Ellendale Country Club in Houma. This signature event features the area's only professional golf tournament and much anticipated Pro-Am Day. Come enjoy good sportsmanship, good food, and fun, all for a great cause. For more information, go to marybird.org/TGMC/golf.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Pain or no pain, your wisdom teeth should be checked every year. If wisdom teeth come in properly and meet the right conditions, they are generally safe to keep. But left unchecked, they can put you at risk for gum disease and damage to adjacent teeth. Some wisdom teeth grow in at such an angle that they never break through the gum, which can lead to tooth decay, cysts, and tumors. These impacted teeth can only be seen on x-rays, so the damage they may cause can go undetected. Some people just don't have enough room for another tooth in their mouth, so their wisdom teeth can affect adjacent teeth when they come in. This can make it difficult to chew, difficult to keep them all clean, and misalign your teeth. Not all wisdom teeth need to be removed, but they all do need to be monitored by an oral and maxillofacial surgeon. Find a surgeon near you for a complete examination. If your wisdom teeth do need to be removed, the procedure can be done in an office setting with minimal post-operative pain and swelling. Your wisdom teeth should be checked every year. Find your local oral and maxillofacial surgeon at myoms.org.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Hey, what's that look on your face? Defeat? You want to save more money? Then start playing as a team. Bundle home and auto with Progressive. That's how you win big savings. What? You need music to get pumped? Let's do this. Hold on, I'm going to turn it up. That's too loud. Yeah, that's better.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Do you have frequent heartburn? Like the kind where you have antacids stashed everywhere in case it pops up? You know what I mean. You keep some in your bag or your desk or your car or your nightstand. You have those chalky tablets ready for whenever and wherever heartburn strikes. Well, listen up. There's an easier way to deal with your heartburn. Prilosec OTC. Just one pill a day will last a full 24 hours with zero heartburn. Kick your antacid habit. It's possible with Prilosec OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
800-998-1003. If you'd like to chime in on the Will Wade LSU situation going back and forth. And, of course, you Saints fans want to hear from you. John Forkey, Gus Kattinger with you. We're live at Vinny's, as we are each and every Thursday. Stop on by. Don't forget happy hours from 3 to 7. Come say hi to Marissa and enjoy yourself. All right, so the Saints restructured Drew Brees' contract either late last night. It came out this morning, however you want to look at it. Essentially, he's still going to earn $23 million cash, John. But the cap number goes from 33.5 to 22.7. That said, it's been now kicked to next year.
Right.
Which you already were going to eat 10.5 because they've kicked it a couple of times already. So you add all of that, it's 21.3 next year regardless. So if he signs a new deal, like 21.3 next year's cap. That's happening. But it frees up 10.5 to 11 million, depending on some of the reports you see. It's essentially between 10 and 11 for cash now. Okay, so it frees up money for a couple of players.
First, yeah, there'll be some more free
exactly.
money freezing up.
Teddy Bridgewater comes to mind immediately because Mike Garofalo yesterday of the NFL Network tweeted that Teddy Bridgewater. The Saints deal for Teddy Bridgewater, the team believed they were going to close out with, was for around $7 million in base value. So then he goes and meets with the Dolphins. And the report that I saw was that the initial offer was $5 million from the Dolphins. So the Saints offered $7 million. Then he goes and meets with the Dolphins last night for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen people this morning, Saints fans tweet, stop holding the Saints hostage. Are you in or not? The guy's trying to decide what to do. Does he want to be, he can probably try to be a starter in Miami.
Starter, correct.
Or does he come back and wait for Drew Brees and have a young playoff caliber team at the ready if it's going to go? Now, is the contract offer from the Saints more than a year? Is it 1 year, $7 million? Is it 2 years, $14 million? I think years is important to me that I don't know, and I haven't seen that being reported nearly as much. And then you have the nonsense the Pro Football Talk throws out there based off of a story in Dallas that Bridgewater's decision is hinging on the rumors that Sean Payton may leave and not be the head coach and go coach the Cowboys. That nonsense again. Which, by the way, Payton has 2 years left on his deal, and as I've said 100 times on the show, the guy has so much power in New Orleans, I have a hard time believing he will give that up and then play under the rules of Jerry Jones.
I'd be shocked if anybody goes there, like a Sean Payton-style coach, to be underneath, you know, Jerry Jones's wand, as you would say. But let's go back to the Bridgewater ordeal. My ordeal with Teddy Bridgewater is this. Do you want to – and look. He's in a boat right now. He can still go to Miami, and there's no guarantee he's going to be their quarterback. They might draft a kid, and now you're going to compete. Or does he stay here, back up Drew, hoping Drew retires after one more season? Then your point comes in. Is it a 2 or 3 year contract? Is it a 1 year deal? If it becomes a 2 or 3 year contract, then obviously the Saints say, hey, look, you know, Drew's going to hang it up. But, you know, until Drew opens his mouth and says that, there's no guarantee. And then the money situation. You know, do you come here for $2 million more, or do you go there for $2 million less and compete for a starting job? You know, he has to make a decision very shortly because, well, you know what, he don't really have to because the Saints are in a rush. They got quarterbacks out there you can go get. Look, let me say something. Worst come to worst, you can bring, you know, but when I hear this, you can bring Bortles in here to back up for a year. You draft a kid. You know, if Will Greer is available, you draft Will Greer. That's your quarterback of the future. I'm sorry. That's your quarterback of the future.
Well, you know, and again, so freeing up about 11 mil is going to help you sign some players.
But do you want to spend 11? Is that freeing up for Teddy Bridgewater?
Well, but that, again, if it's seven for this year, or again, do you do it strategically with the Saints for a couple of years, avoidable, and try to kick it to where you may only count two or three this year, but he's getting it? And there's a lot of different ways you can do it. Tight end Jared Cook. That's one of the names that was
linked to
go do that. He's 6'5", 254, kick and play. Last year, 16 games in a just awful season for the Raiders. 6 touchdowns, 896 yards, almost 1,000 yards for a team that just had a terrible.
And what did our tight ends put up last year? Jump change.
Not that. Now, he came into the league in 2009 with Tennessee, played there a couple years, St. Louis for 3 years, Green Bay won, the Raiders the last two. So 4 in Tennessee, 3 in St. Louis, 2 in Oakland.
Been around a long time.
1 in Green Bay, has been. So does that make you a little bit nervous? But at the end of the day, best pass-catching tight end. Now, that said, the most TDs he's ever caught was last year at 6, right? His TDs by the seasons, 6-2-1-0-3-5-4-3-1.
And I'm a comment on that. Just because he caught 6 touchdowns last year doesn't mean it. They were probably losing so many football games. They're already out of it. You dump him a touchdown at the fourth quarter, you know, in 3 or 4 games. There's 4 touchdowns right there. I'm not sold on it. What I'm sold on is the fact that, man, he's got a lot of years. I don't know if I want somebody at least 10 years in the league, if I'm not mistaken. You added up there.
Yeah.
Close to it. You know, y'all can sit here and say all you want. Find me a younger tight end. You know, you could find. I might have to go to a younger one.
You can still do in the draft.
Yeah,
can he help you right now?
Right.
Now again, it depends on the money. What does
Jimmy
he want?
Graham did
right?
Remember, Jimmy Graham came in and helped him right off the bat.
I hear you.
A couple other guys,
right?
You know, they got some good tight ends in the draft this year. That's a fact.
So
now,
you would go more towards, you don't know, but again, it's about money.
There are other tight ends out there that I would have looked at. And then there is a few tight ends I would look at. The Bengals have one.
Tyler Eifert.
He's available. You know, Jesse James already went somewhere else. I look at it, he's a little young in the years. Granted, he's coming off an injury. You don't know what that is. But do you want to spend, how many years you want to give to you know, look what happened to when they got the kid 2 years ago from the Colts. And he flopped, you know, Fleener. He flopped bad. Do you want that to happen to you again?
I'll say this, though, John. In those 10 seasons, games played, 14, 16, 16, 13, 16, 16, 16, 10, 16, 16.
That's pretty dog. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But remember, he's younger.
Well, the last 2 years in Oakland, 16 starts, 16 starts and 14 starts in the last 2 seasons. And, again, 688 yards 2 seasons ago. Last year, 896 yards. I think he's considered the best pass-catching tight end right now in free agency available. So I think by that standard, and, again, it comes down to money.
Yeah, it comes down to big money.
I think the Saints, you know, again, you have so much. So how now, if you were just north of 3, you brought back some of your guys – you just added another 10-11 to the purse here with the Breeze deal. That's one player to look at. Now, they're also going to meet with defensive lineman Mario Edwards. Mario Edwards, position DN, 6'3", 280. There's a lot of film that I've been seeing from people on Twitter posting, but the guy also can play inside. We've seen Cam Jordan do.
Correct.
We saw Marcus Davenport sometimes last year play inside and stuff.
Yep.
So, you and I talked about this. You talked about this at the end of the year last year. And several times we've talked about it. And I've referenced it this week as a glowing sign of neon that says, like, vacancy. And that's the defensive tackle position for the Saints. I know fans are like, give me a second receiver, tight end second. But if you don't bring in people for defensive tackle or defensive line, John, who do you got?
Yes, and you're losing Rankus will not be back.
He's
right
to play on about Pup more than likely to start the season. That's half the year.
He won't get off of Pup till November.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. It's half the season.
Right. So,
and even if he was, right, I mean, David Onyemata is not Sheldon Rankus, and that's if he was ready to start. He may be suspended a game or two for the wacky tobacco incident.
Yeah.
Who's starting?
Yeah, you need to have defensive tackles in this league. You better have some good ones. You can find receivers. Let me say, you can find receivers. That's not your number one goal.
I'm not saying that it's not an issue, but
your
I'm
issue
talking
now,
about
you better solidify your defense.
Look, let's say Freeman is healthy this year with the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
That we saw them really kind of start it. The Rams follow suit. The Saints do it a lot with Kamara in between the guards, man. That middle run, style out the shotgun in which they go right in over the middle and run the football or middle screens, that's what some of those teams are absolutely going to do and kill the Saints. If I'm game planning on the Saints, I'm not going to attack the corners. I'm not going to attack the young safeties or a good linebacker. I'm attacking the middle of the line right
in front. And all year long, we're the Saints' defensive front. They were number one in run stopping.
Yeah.
It wasn't their ends. It's the guys in the
Sheldon
middle.
Rankins.
And if you can't run the football in the NFL,
A guy that you said, hey, let's time to put up or shut up, and he had a great
did.
Year last
yes,
year.
Yes, he did.
So, not having him, big issue. So, not Mario Edwards and Ziggy Ansah, we'll talk a little bit more about them when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Lindy LaRue with Donlin Construction. Are you thinking about starting a new project? Well, if you have an idea, we'll make it happen. Donlin Construction, a state-licensed contractor, offers many services from site work, concrete paving and foundations, to customized office buildings and warehouses. Whatever service you require, Donlin Construction will make it happen. Just call 985-798-7788. Donlin Construction.
My neighbors always ask me, hey, Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is four easy feedings, just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall, providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
100 years of hard work can take you far, and no one knows that better than Goodyear. In 1918, we started the Akron Wingfoots basketball team, laced up, and took to the court. And we've been outperforming the rest ever since. Goodyear proudly celebrates our 100th anniversary in basketball and our relentless dedication to being unstoppable. Goodyear, more driven.
It's time for some straight talk. Picture this. Your favorite team is playing. You're streaming the game. 10 seconds left. Your team shoots. Oops. Your data runs out.
Look, don't let that happen. Switch to Straight Talk Wireless and get 25 gigs of high-speed data, all on America's largest and most dependable 4G LTE networks.
Join Team Straight Talk and get unlimited talk and text plus 25 gigs of high-speed data for just $45 a month.
Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less, only at Walmart.
First 25 gigs at high speed, then 2G. See terms at straighttalk.com.
Napa Know-How.
The 2019 Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series is underway, and you can get caught up on the latest information for this week's race on Fridays right here, ESPN New Orleans. And it's all sponsored by Rogers Parts, locally owned, nationally known. Rogers Parts has been serving the local area for over 50 years. Get the expert analysis and latest news of this week's NASCAR racing event all throughout the season, every Friday on ESPN New Orleans, 100.3 FM.
Napa Know-How.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
All right, welcome back. It is the Sports Hangover. John 4K, Jason Giles.
Man,
eating
cheese
sticks.
I just heard some good. I'm not going to say anything, but I love what Jason made a comment.
You know
I ain't going to go into it.
What's wrong with you? Dang good. Look,
any dirt on anybody is good.
People like you to keep TMZ in business.
But you
all
know,
right,
you always got to have, you know the old saying, you always got to have that bird in the bush or that little thing you stick in your back pocket for that rainy day. You pull your card out.
Rainy day fun. 800-998-1003 again, if you want to chime in, give your thoughts on Will Wade releasing a statement. The school coming right back and releasing a statement right after that, saying, hey, look, he's yet to ever admit there was no wrongdoing. As I think we've said, John, the more we talk about it, it's real simple. You go in there with a representation. They'll have the representation. If you have to say, look, I can't really say everything just yet because I'm subpoenaed, they'd understand. But I think if you just meet people can help you. If that's where they want to go, if they wanted to try to find to fire you for cause, that's already done.
Yeah, it's done.
Okay, so I think if you go in there, it's probably for them to get ahead of a conversation. I mean, look, you know, I was telling Jason during the break there, and, you know, they're part of the King Law Firm, and you know, him and Brian are here, and I'm like, look, if there is a situation, anything, fender bender, I bumped into your white Jeep, it's a bump, and then you walk out.
That's where I got that bump from. Yeah. That's it. Jason, I need to hire you.
That's right. And then all of a sudden, John
pro bono, of course.
Yeah, John is wheeled in on a wheelchair. You
trust
got
me, I'm
neck
holding
brace.
My neck. I'd have it all.
I'm
back brace.
I'm like, I was parked. I didn't even move. I don't know. I opened the car door. There's no whiplash, but the first meeting I'm going to have with him, which by the way is a free consultation call when you ring the king. But when you do, the first question again, hey, what did you do? I'm not on trial. They want to know everything so they can better defend me. And that's my whole point on this. I don't understand why fans have a hard time understanding this. To one, I get you can say, well, it's incriminating, but at the end of the day, they hired you. You're bringing them wins. You're bringing them money. You can maybe renovate the PMAC because you're doing well. Let's see if we can make it work first before they go, look, we have no choice. And then by that time, you understand that. But look, like I said,
silent is what's killing us. The word silent. If you will just go in there and I don't care if you go and just nod.
Yeah.
They want to meet with you. Exactly. You know, just nod. Yeah. Nothing, because talking got you in trouble in the first place. Just
the
nod.
NCAA has been in town for a week.
Have they?
And, you know, Glenn Gilbo said he'd been there all week. And we heard yesterday on Matt Moscona's show that Smart, you know, Scott Raberle, the advocate, was saying, look, they're close to clearing him. And then, because you said the same thing. Well, if they're close to clearing Smart, then why are they not close to clearing Wade? I mean, that's the same thing. But again, it's, he's been more cooperative. He's met with the NCAA. There, you know, but that's, you're not on trial. The other guy is. Yes, you're being subpoenaed. They want to use your info. And as I said, not that I'm shady like that, but.
Never in your life.
I'm just saying, I go out there and I paint the picture of, well, this is how you do business. People say all the time, I'm at practice and I get text messages. Hey, you want to meet Jordan Kleber? He can shoot the three. It's going to cost you $5. I got to sift what's real, what's not. And then I just got to get to the meeting. And then when I sit down with Javonte, I'm like, dude, they're trying to make money off of you. The kid probably didn't even know what's going on because that's legit. That happens. I've been told this weekend there were some kids that a handler was working on. They had no idea. That guy calls the coach day of the signing day and says, by the way, you want their signature? Extra $50K. And then the coach finally say, well, that's fine. No problem. When I get asked today in my press conference about it, then I'm going to say, that guy, your name, wanted $50K. And I said, no. And then the facts came in about a half hour later with their names. So, but my point is, that happens all the time. Come out and play the sympathetic figure. Come out and have that, you know, and say, I'd be like, dude, you know what it's like? I mean, there's no proof. Again, unless there's a snapshot of me handling an envelope, there's a wire transfer that shows, you know, Wade's bank account that has it. Cause you can come out and say like, dude, I don't have 150, 200,000 in my bank. I didn't pay him. John, did you pay him? I didn't pay him. You know, Oliva can be like, look at my bank account. I didn't pay him. You know what I'm saying? It's like, get ahead of
this
it.
This is almost
that guy's on trial, not you. I'd throw it on that guy.
I guess, you know, not being a lawyer, but this is like
they're shaking their
this
head.
Is two cases.
Is this
or two
one of those,
stories.
Jason, where you just tell me, just let me do the talking, and you just shut up? Okay.
See, all right, I'm gonna tell you right now. You let me do the talking, you be quiet. Look, you got two cases
the entire
here.
Time,
you got
Jason
the
was
federal case,
his head.
And you got the NCAA. Who is going to be? Which one of these two entities is the one that's going to be more? I don't want to lie to the federal government, but I can sure get away with the NCAA, a slap on the hand, a couple of scholarships. But you see what happens right now. Like, I keep bringing it up. On the Hill, all the guys that are being busted,
testimony.
Getting lied to the federal government. You lied to the FBI, you're going to spend time in jail. Just ask Manford.
And that's what it boils down to. Exactly.
Maybe
right.
Stone, you know, all the other guys. But you go in there in the NCAA with your school behind you, they'll say, okay, we'll slap your hand. Get a couple of probation,
look,
a couple of guys.
I think
here
we all agree in this room. The last thing the NCAA really wants is the Fed sniffing around all of the blue blood.
Yep.
Football and basketball.
Once they
programs.
Start digging, they'll find other stuff.
Oh, because the last thing they want is
they want. You don't want a scandal
again. In the same trial or same thing scope investigation, remember. The people representing Zion turned down money to go to one school and then wound up going to Duke. So either he went for free.
Yeah, right.
Or, so,
yeah,
but
right.
Saying, they don't want to.
They don't
wanna,
want. They
that.
Don't want to go after
no.
Mike,
Coach K. Krzyzewski. No,
they're not touching him.
The NCAA doesn't want any of that. They don't want anyone sniffing around football campuses that are in the SEC and Power Five schools. They don't want any of that. They want to act like they're in control. Occasionally, we'll have a presser.
Yeah, they don't want to go after anybody
school,
in Baton Rouge
school,
for a football
we'll,
program.
We'll take six
not.
Scholarships away, and you don't get to go to a bowl game when you're only a 5-win team anyway. You know, right. We'll just do that this year. Come on. UNC, for crying out loud, UNC had legit academic fraud. I mean, the Tar Heels had legit academic fraud.
Come on,
with Roy
man.
Williams.
They got kids that could have probably gone to Harvard there. Come
yeah,
on. They got well-educated
like,
kids
seriously,
there.
Seriously, like UNC, nothing happened to them. Like, not a single thing. Nothing. Why?
Nothing.
Why? Because Jordan, the Jump Brand logo, Roy Williams. But they legitimately had it for years. And the NCAA mean, investigator said, no, we didn't see nothing.
Nothing.
We didn't find anything.
Not a thing. Let's go check them smaller schools out there.
We didn't
guys.
Find anything. We also like to thank Jordan for sending us the new pair of shoes. That was really nice of him to do
that. That was Ralph Jordan, not Michael Jordan.
Ralph Jordan, that's right. Yeah, thank you for those sweats, man. They wick away moisture, man. I'm telling
you. Yes, they do.
Awesome. Hey, good luck this season, Roy. We'll be back.
Like I said, get in a sauna or a steam room, butt naked, and do your interviews. No microphones in there.
Hour 3 of the Sports Search. Hangover is coming up next. We'll talk to Jason after he eats his lunch here as well. We'll talk a little more Saints. When we come back, it's Sports Hangover live from Vinny's on ESPN New Orleans.